Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. I'm in the process of trying to catch up with the boos from the last few weeks. It's been quite busy, obviously, with it being the school holidays for the kids, and we've been to Northumberland and been genuinely busy. So I've just caught up on one by Sassy Cat, and I think Mac has replied to it as well further down the stream I've seen, and it's about movie remakes. And the question Kat asks, the initial one, is which movies wouldn't you like to see remade? And I think she just says towards the end, would you like to see some remade? And when we're talking about things that shouldn't be remade, then top of the list for me is Back to the Future. Back to the Future 1, 2 and 3 were absolute masterpieces, and they were like my favourite films as we were growing up, and they would just ruin them if they tried to remake them. And even if they tried to make a fourth film, it would just ruin the whole thing for me, I think, because there are some things like that that it just needs to be left at that. Although in some ways I suppose it'd be interesting to see what they would do with it, but I just think that they would ruin it totally. And when I'm talking about ruining films, we used to watch Home Alone as well. Home Alone 1 and 2 with Macaulay Culkin, they were classic films. And when they tried to, I think they did another two. I'm not overly sure because I haven't even watched them. Tell a lie, I think I've watched them once when they first came out. But it was just rubbish. Without Macaulay Culkin, without Joe Pesci, and it wasn't the same. Ghostbusters, that'd be another one that they would ruin if they try to remake it. Obviously, I know that nowadays the effects and all the technical stuff would be out of this world, but I think that's the beauty of the films from that sort of period. I was a child of the 80s, so pretty much anything made in the 80s was great. What else can we say? The Goonies. They really couldn't remake that. That was a great film and still is a great film. I still quite enjoy watching that now. Me and my friend Jay, who is actually a Goonie fan, or Goonie Jay on Audio Boo, although he doesn't boo. I've tried, but he didn't. We're big fans of the Goonies, and you couldn't remake that. You really couldn't. There are plenty that would spring to mind if I wasn't booing. I know as soon as I switch the boo off, I will think of a few more, but they were the main ones. Also, what I think about it now, just in a quick pause there, pause for thought, if they try to remake any of the Disney animation classics, say if they tried to do them now with like the Pixar animation, I think they would ruin it. The earlier ones, like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and things like that, they would just ruin it if they tried to redo them, because I think that also is the beauty of them, that they are from that sort of time, and they should just be left there, I think. In regards to movies I would like to see remade, I think I will transfer that and record another boo, actually. And I'll give myself a bit of time to think about that. I suppose with everything, for me anyway, the reason why I like films is because maybe I was sat as a child watching them over and over again, like Mad Max 3 or things like that. And it's just a part of like my childhood or my growing up, or just an era in the life that I would remember that film. And I remember it in a fond way. That I think if it was remade, it would be destroyed. And they're talking about this Total Recall, which is about to come out now. That was one that I quite enjoyed as well, the original one. I don't know, it's like Terminator without Arnold Schwarzenegger. How can you possibly do that? It's just not one of them things that you could do. So yeah, I think I'll leave it there for now. Maybe it's just me being sentimental about some of the films, but you never know. As long as I don't do Back to the Future again and the Goonies, then I think I'll be quite happy with that. Okay, bye for now.